The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, Gareth Mullins is executive chef at the Marker Hotel. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, Eton Mess we're familiar with, which is kind of meringue and cream and fruit, strawberries quite often. You have a proposal for an Eton Mess trifle.
Yeah, and it's to use one of my favourite ingredients that come around at this time of year. Loads of it grown around Ireland at the moment, and it's rhubarb. And I think the sharpness in the rhubarb cuts perfectly across the cream and meringue. So, like, to make a trifle, there's three or four steps, and sometimes it can feel like it's a lot of work, but I definitely think it's worth it. So the first thing that we need to do is make that rhubarb compote. And it's very simply just 300 or 400 grams of rhubarb with 200 grams of sugar. And I like to throw in a splash of cranberry juice just to help with the colour. Place a lid on the top, obviously wash the rhubarb, cut it into chunks, put the sugar in a pot with the rhubarb and the splash of cranberry juice, and put a lid on the top and bring it up to a simmer. Cook it for about maybe 8 to 10 minutes just till it starts to go tender, and then throw it into a blender and puree it up, and it's literally that simple. That's also brilliant in cocktails, or it's great on a little bit of toast in the morning. So, but we're going to use it today in this Eton Mess. The next thing we need to do is we need to do the bottom of the trifle. So that's where we need some lady fingers, which is those sponge fingers that you sell in most supermarkets. We need 100 ml of sherry, and we need a packet of set jelly, strawberry jelly or raspberry jelly, whichever you prefer. So a litre of one packet of that jelly is generally a pint of water. So bring the water up to a boil, mix it with the jelly, put the lady fingers into the bottom of the serving bowl, drizzle that sherry that we spoke about over the top, and then you just pour that cool jelly over the top. So it covers the lady fingers, and you pop that into the fridge to set. So that's the bottom of our trifle ready. The next layer that we're going to put on top is that rhubarb compote that I said to make. So put a nice layer of that on top, then pop it back into the fridge. And then another couple of cheats for you. Shop-bought custard works perfect here, but I want you to put in 400 mils of shop-bought custard, add in a little bit of vanilla extract, and also 100 ml of creme fraiche. That's just going to give a little bit of tartness to that custard, and it'll also lighten it up a little bit. Whisk the both of them together, and then we pour that in on top of the rhubarb. So the layer so far, we've got the jelly, we've got the rhubarb, and then we've got that custard, and it's already starting to look like a trifle. And then the last bit is to make the Eton Mess. So again, shop-bought meringue does the job perfectly here. Mascarpone, 250 ml of mascarpone to 400 ml of cream. So put your mascarpone into the bowl, give it a bit of whisk, a little bit of vanilla if you had it, pop that in, and then add in your cream and whisk all that together till it gets the soft peaks. It's going to take you 2 or 3 minutes with a whisk to get to that point. Then we're going to just crack in the broken up meringue, fold it all together, and then put a big handful of raspberries in with that. Fold that together as well, and we're going to float that on top of the custard that we have in the bowl. And that's going to be the perfect sharing dessert for this Sunday to brighten up any Sunday lunch.
Absolutely lovely. So, I mean, there's nothing in terms of technique that's difficult here. So it's just a bit of time and to get the layers. Of course, it all goes down the same way.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I do think if you wanted to have it a little bit more elegant, there'd be nothing stopping you putting in 4 or 5 glasses and doing the layers. But I think it's a really lovely dessert to have with the family and pop it in the middle of the table in a big bowl, a big spoon, and then watch everybody fight to see who gets the most.
Very good. Excellent. An Eton Mess trifle. Nice recipe from Gareth Mullins. And maybe this is just the weekend for it. Gareth Mullins, who's executive chef at the Marker Hotel.